And Warren Huntley rejoins me, and he has some highlights for us from Flemington and a big set of jump outs from Werribee yesterday. And Warren, we're going to kick off here with a lightly raced four-year-old from the Tony McAvoy Yard in Renegade.
Yeah, there was it was like a race day at Werribee yesterday, Trent. There was two jump outs over 1,100 metres and then 10 jump outs over the 800 metres. But with the race day the previous day and just leaving the witch's hat, so to speak, or the rail in the true position, they were able to have big fields and first jump out over 1,100 metres. As I said, there was only two of them. But Renegade was really strong to the line. And, I think he's in great shape for that for the McAvoy stable. And as you mentioned, he's pretty lightly raced. He's talented. And the imported galloper Hangman from the Moroney stable was in the same heat. He's probably a bit earlier in his preparation. I think sometime around about Christmas is when he's going to kick off. So he's not that far away. And he looks to be coming to hand well. And he's a really exciting prospect, particularly when he gets up over a staying trip. I think both horses out of the first jump out, which was the quickest of the 1,100-metre jump outs, look to be going well.
We move on to a two-year-old filly from the Lindsay Park team, beautifully bred by Fastnet Rock from Aspen Falls here, owned by Coolmore and nominated for the two-year-old race at Flemington on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's not the first time I've seen her jump out nicely, and she was really solid to the line and strong and just looks a bit of a natural running type. There's a lot of horses from that stable nominated for the race down the straight, the two-year-old race at Flemington on Saturday, so they might want to split them. She also holds a nomination for the Magic Millions two-year-old race, but she looks to be a bit of a natural running type. If we see her run, she might earn enough prize money to show connections that she's got a ticket and would get a spot in that race on Magic Millions Day, and looks to be going really well. She looks a real natural running two-year-old to me, and it's not the first time I've seen her jump out well.
Mark Kavanagh only with a small team these days, but one of the good runners he has in his stable is Atlantic City.
Yeah, going well. Really solid in his jump out over 1,100 metres. Quickest of the 800-metre jump outs for the morning. I think Cav Stable's building up a bit and numbers and quality. And Atlantic City, who's been a bit of an in-and-out customer, but I like the intent he showed and his application in his jump out. So, I think he looks like he's coming to hand well and might be a horse to perhaps fly the flag for Mark Kavanagh in the weeks ahead. Looks to be coming to hand really well.
And from Mark Kavanagh, we go to Levi Kavanagh. Kentucky Breeze, a good winner at Ballarat on Cup Day. Tell us more.
Yeah, sorry, Trent, I jumped in there.
No, that's right.
It's good form race too, and I was away at that stage, but saw the race and liked the way he won, and the form through the race, I said, has held up well. He was probably as good a work as I saw this morning, over 1,400 metres, just kept getting stronger on the steeple grass, and his last 400 metres was really strong. So I think Kentucky Breeze, who's been an important horse in the brief career of Levi Kavanagh, was his first stakes winner, and I'm sure he'll go to Flemington on Saturday and run well. Looks to have trained on well from what looked an impressive win at Ballarat, and the form around that race is holding up strongly.
Allen and Zara, always a formidable duo at this time of year. Smart Coupe, she's just struggling to find her best form, but Essence of Terror, the stablemate, is racing really well.
Yeah, probably a fair comment. They had similar workouts this morning, just 800 metres, quicken up the last 400 metres and looked very happy and healthy and bright and fit as they went through their work and then came off the track. There's options for them that might even include the same race at Flemington on Saturday, but there is an option to keep them apart. And I thought both horses just did really nice maintenance work, just working nicely through the first part of their gallop and then quickening up the last 400 metres and look to be ready to go to the races and run to their best.
Chatterchack's ticking along nicely. She's second up at Flemington on Saturday and she is a second up winner.
And she was good first up, and I all report she's come through that race well. I liked her work this morning, nice and sharp the last 400 metres, galloping over 1,000 metres. She holds a nomination for the same race, the race that overlaps between Smart Coupe and Essence of Terror. And I think all the things you said are relevant, Trent. She's a second-up winner. She's in good shape. She worked really nicely this morning. Her first-up run was good. And I think there's been good improvement in her from that first-up run from what the stable were telling me this morning. So I would expect Chatterchack to go to the races, run very well on Saturday.
And we finish up with the three-year-old colt from the Team Corson stable. And hard to believe it took him 10 starts to win his maiden. He did so at Sandown on the 5th of December. Really swish.
Yeah, I think I found him a couple of times where he didn't get out of maiden grade, but he'd run well in much better races than maiden grade. And he's come through that race really well. But I think what he'd done is proved that he's better than maiden grade when he was running well in some good races. Took a while to get that maiden win out on the board, as you said. Seems to have come through that race really well. And again, his last 400 metres was just nice and solid this morning. Just a building gallop, certainly not the gallop of a horse that was getting close to the end of his preparation. And he can go on and get back to better grade on Saturday and run well, because we've seen him run well against quality opposition previously.
Who are the top couple you want to be following?
I think Kentucky Breeze was terrific, Trent. I've got an asterisk next to Atlantic City when he does appear, but for Saturday, I think Chatterchack just might have improved out of that first up run and come really well. I certainly want to be with her if she runs down the straight. Wouldn't be leaving the Elton Zara horses in Essence of Terror and Smart Coupe out of Quinella's Trifectas and the like. So Kentucky Breeze, Chatterchack, and I really got a keen eye to see where Movie Roll, two-year-old filly by Fastnet Rock from the Hayes and Dabney stable go. They'd be the highlights from me from jump outs yesterday and from gallops this morning.
Comprehensive as always, Warren. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Trent.